This week, Evanston city leaders took the next step in paying reparations to black citizens and their descendants. The North Suburb is the first municipality in the U.S. to fund a reparations program of this kind. This process began last year when the City Council created the $10 million program. It's funded by marijuana sales tax revenues, along with private donations. I spoke with Evanston Alderman Robin Rue Simmons about this and what's next. Alderman Simmons, you've been instrumental in making this a reality. Why did you start pushing for this?
Well, I'll tell you that I didn't come into elected office looking to pursue local reparations. I had only been familiar with reparations and the goals of H.R. 40. But after years of my elected role, appointed before that, in business before that, fighting for justice for the black community, I saw that ordinary public policy and diversity and inclusion initiatives and equity initiatives were not doing enough to bridge our racial divide, and we're not doing enough to address the disparate conditions that continued in the black community, which in our city includes a $46,000 household income divide, 13 years difference in life expectancy, an unfortunate achievement gap, and so on, conditions that are consistent with other cities in America, but not consistent with our values here in Evanston. So I thought that we would bring some legislation that had a measurable impact towards the things that we said we valued here in Evanston.
In this program, Evanston residents who qualify get housing grants rather than cash, and there was one no vote. Ninth Ward Alderman Cicely Fleming complains that this robs black folks of decision-making power and that this is going to help banks more than it helps people. What do you have to say to that?
I completely disagree that this is going to help banks more than it helps people. Our initial policy was informed by the stakeholder community, the community at large, and it was passed by overwhelming consensus, including Alderman Fleming, in 2019. Since then, there has been a community process that continued for the last 2 years. Unfortunately, Alderman Fleming has been absent since she resigned from the committee. $25,000 of wealth is wealth any way you look at it. The average homeowner is not purchasing a property free and clear without a mortgage bank. So we have provided a resource guide to encourage residents that are going to be getting a mortgage to look at FDIC insured banks. Black banks are included on that resource guide, and other banks that have fair lending practices. But $25,000 of wealth in some cases is life-saving. It's transformational. It sets an opportunity to build legacy for families that sometimes have a zero net worth because of anti-blackness in our nation and even in the city of Evanston, and certainly in financial institutions.
It seems like as Evanston is allowing this to evolve and implementing the housing piece of this reparations program, it really does look like Evanston could be a model for this process. What do you think about that?
We're really proud that we have inspired the nation and other cities and even states to advance something locally within their purview. But we also understand that we may not be the exact model. We can be inspiration. Every city and institution passing reparations and reparative justice will need to look at their community, their local case, their impact, their data, and determine what reparations should look like, how they might prioritize it in their city. But we are aware of other cities that are taking the exact steps that we've taken to get to passing reparations and looking for funding. We understand that at this point, we're still the only city that's made the commitment of actually setting aside a targeted funding stream. And we've done that with our cannabis sales tax revenue. And with our commitment with our city budget, we have now the support of residents in Evanston, businesses in Evanston, faith-based organizations, including synagogues and churches that have contributed to our reparation funds, and some that have contributed or made commitments of reoccurring contributions to our reparations fund.
That's Evanston Alderman Robin Simmons. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.